Central get ready for another huge game tonight against Wrexham, the only side below them in the Football League. Of course, there's been yet another twist in the off-the-field dramas at Field Mill. Yesterday, the club appointed the town's mayor, Tony Eggington, as non-executive chairman in place of James Derrick. Previous to that, would-be new owner, John Batchelor, he had the bonkers dream team idea, had intimated that he wanted to be made the chairman as soon as possible. So where does this decision leave Batchelor's attempt to buy the club? And what about today's news that the Field Mill capacity has been cut? Well, the Stags' chief executive, Stephen Booth, has been answering that with our Stags correspondent, David Jackson.
Stephen, John Batchelor, you can't escape it. He says he's put a bid in for the football club. Is there really a realistic chance that this man might take over at Mansfield Town?
My personal view is pretty remote. There has been no bid received from John Batchelor. I can state that Casper has made various proposals that do not constitute a bid. He has shown no hard cash available. He has made various statements regarding what he could do for the club, but there is no substance to those at all in my mind.
So you're ruling him out then? At this stage you say at the moment there's no chance he could take over, or are you waiting for him to come back with a bid and with proof of funding and so on?
My personal view is that will never happen.
So it won't become an issue?
Exactly. I think what it has done is it's maybe made people rethink how they view the club, in terms of sometimes you actually get what you wish for. And I think maybe John Batchelor is exactly that.
So what was all this about last week then? Why all this coming out public? Is there on television? Why was he doing all of that if he hasn't even put a bid in?
I have no thanks for the bid. Is it stuff for business? I don't know. I think the man does have some very radical ideas, but at no time has the club had any comment whatsoever in terms of what he said. He just is own self-existing issues.
We had talks with him though, didn't we?
Yes,
we
did. Yes, we did.
And were they substantial? Was it over a period of time? Or should we have been on time?
No, I think we had a total of three meetings. In each of those meetings, the ground seemed to change somewhat, but nothing substantive was ever really discussed.
And at this point, of course, he stepped out of the consortium, James Derry's consortium, because he was originally apparently a part of that.
Well, indeed, because what happened initially was that following a meeting with John Batchelor, James Derry was looking for another member of his consortium, and I suggested they talk together. And that's obviously what happened. He then decided that for whatever reason, he was not willing to participate in that, or didn't feel it was going the right way, and decided to make an approach directly.
So might James Derry still take over the football club? Is that bid still a potential, even though he's resigned from being chairman?
I think that's a question you'll have to ask of James.
Are there any other bids around? Are there any other people that you know of or you're speaking to?
There are other interested parties, but there are a fairly, I wouldn't say exploratory stage, but far less developed than the James Derry bid was.
Some people are beginning to think that after James Derry's bid's fallen apart a few times, that maybe the club will just never be sold and Keith Haslam will be here for the long term. Is that still a possibility?
Well, inevitably, if no one comes forward, then ultimately Keith Haslam remains 97% owner of the club. That's not a situation that he wants. It's not a situation that I want. But it's a possibility. But I've emphasised possibility rather than probability.
Amid all this, you've appointed the mayor as the new chairman, Tony Eggington. Why him?
I think Tony represents Mansfield, and I've always maintained that Mansfield Town Football Club should be represented by Mansfield people and should be owned by, if possible, by Mansfield people. And I felt that once James felt that his own position was untenable, given the three abortive transactions, that I needed someone in that was hopefully going to unify more and more of Mansfield Town Football Club. And I felt that Tony was the most appropriate candidate.
And then maybe we can actually all get back to talking about football, because all of this behind the scenes stuff can't be helping Paul Holland.
Wouldn't that be fun? Wouldn't that be fun? It really would. Last week was a difficult week, but in a way, forget all this publicity and the James Dean not going through. The most disappointing thing for me was that Paul and I spent vast amounts of time on Thursday trying to bring new players in. Ultimately, we were frustrated, but we've been trying everything in our power to strengthen the squad, and unfortunately it came to nothing. So, you know, we've got a great bunch of players out there, and let's hope they can do it, but it would be nice to bring a couple more in, and we were so close, but it didn't happen.
Let's hope we can get 3 points tonight anyway. Thank you, Tom.
Let's hope so. Thank you.
Stephen Booth, the chief executive of Mansfield Town, with our Stags correspondent David Jackson. Quite a few revelations there. If you're a Stags fan not going tonight, give us a call on our match line, 01159 580 560, 01159 580 560. Ahead of the games tonight, Carlisle Forest and Mansfield Wrexham. Let's get a view from our Stags correspondent David Jackson, who you just heard asking the questions. David, there was plenty in there. I don't quite know where to start, but Bachelor's did. That seems dead.
Yes, it does. And what was interesting was that he even said it wasn't a bid. Now, the interesting thing about that is Stephen Booth says we made no comment at the time. And you have to think, well, why didn't you? Surely amid all of this speculation, if he'd have just come out and said, look, there hasn't been a bid, then we wouldn't have had all the talk that caused an awful lot of stress to Mansfield Town supporters about a possible change of name, about this man possibly taking over, who's got a history in owning football clubs before at York City, sending them into administration, of course. So there's been an awful lot of worry for Mansfield Town supporters, and he just said there, you know, we didn't make any comments at the time, but can now say he's made no bid. We've had three meetings with him. And they don't believe that he'll actually put in a serious bid anyway. So actually all of this talk over the last few days, and what Stephen Booth has said anyway, has actually been needless. But all of this could have been resolved by simply coming out at the start and saying, well, actually we haven't had a bid and we don't regard him as a serious bidder. End of story. So it makes you think, doesn't it, that maybe all the stress the supporters have gone through over the last few days could rather easily have been avoided.
OK, thanks for the time, Ben. We'll chat more as the evening goes on.